this reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves. Let's go skiing. Let's go skiing in the morning. Let's go skiing, you and me. No one's seeing if we're yawning. Let's go skiing, benzene knee. Let's go flee to the powder. Now is the season, this is the reason. We all want to yodel louder. First we shush and then we run the giant slalom. Run the giant slalom, run the giant slalom. Maybe we will make the social column if we invade the UN. So everybody, let's go ski, let's go ski, let's go skiing on the mountain.
La 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 la. Yeah, baby, let's go skiing with Frankie Yankovic. Now, you've tuned into Breaking Waves, a show for the waking brave, a show for the neurodivergently urgent and emergent. I am Jeff, and you are?
I am Shay, and we are Shay and the Jeff Show at Eastside Radio.
89.7.
We have a 204 episode. And we do the show, Jeff Show, via 8 years of radio next year. Via 8 years, yeah.
There are balloons falling from the ceiling, even as we speak. Yeah. Streamers, dancing pigs. I don't know.
And the dog dancing, Jeff's dog.
That's right.
And he said, "Yay! Yippee of Jeff going to the radio." And his son and his daughter and his wife will be surprised.
Yeah. Now, Shay, people are probably wondering out there. Hello, people.
Yeah.
Why we started with Let's Go Skiing, a fantastic little polka number by the wonderful Frankie Yankovic, who's apparently not related to Weird Al Yankovic, although you might think so to listen to it, because they both play accordion. But, of course, this week's episode is all about...
It's about ice, winter sport?
Yeah, well, skiing. Yeah. Skiing. Now, this was a suggestion that Shay's mum made. I thought a good suggestion. Let's do a show about skiing, a subject of which I personally know nothing. But, Shay, I have it on good authority that you have been skiing numerous times and you have a history of skiing internationally.
I've been skiing since I was 3 years old.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where'd you go first?
Switzerland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you grew up in...
Mozambique, Africa, but they didn't have snow.
Wouldn't be much.
They didn't have much snow.
Is there snow in Africa?
No.
What about Kilimanjaro?
No, maybe in South Africa, but not much snow.
I should listen to Toto more.
Yeah.
But, you've apparently, Shay, have been skiing in Villaz and Zermatt.
Yeah.
Which are where?
It's Switzerland in Zermatt.
Near Zurich?
Zurich, yeah.
In Switzerland?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of them, but that's no surprise. My geography is not big.
Yeah.
You've been to a place called Big Sky, Montana.
Yeah.
Which is in the United States.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I have heard of that.
And it's a very funny moment that I hurt the skier lady and I went on the thing and I hurt her and she hurt her eye and she hurt her. And I fell. I was young, and I fell over. The lady hit me in the skiing.
Okay, so
but I didn't got any bad injury.
No, but she did. So it was a kind of a funniest home video moment.
Yeah, but it wasn't post video. My dad didn't film it.
No, but it wasn't funny for her, perhaps.
No.
Okay, but you were quite young, so you didn't do it on purpose.
No,
ran a lady off a ski slope.
Yeah, didn't notice behind. I think she was a snowboarder.
Okay. Oh well.
That's about it. Accidents.
You know, they just drop in on you, don't they?
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
I think skiers should have precedence.
Yeah.
He says knowing nothing about it.
Yeah.
Now you've been locally. You've been to Thredbo.
Yeah.
And you've been to Perisher.
Yeah.
What do you like about skiing?
I like Thredbo. It's my favourite skier. I mostly all the time at Thredbo.
Yeah.
Not Perisher. I've never been to Perisher.
Okay. But what do you like about skiing? You find it...
I like skiing, the snow, I like seeing President Trump was skiing.
But
I never see him ski because he's a golf man. President Trump is a golf fanatic.
Yeah,
he's a man at golf, President Trump.
I like the skiing. Skiing is good.
I want to ask you, Jeff, have you read a poem about Out Damn Sport?
I have got a poem called Out Damn Sport.
Yeah.
I've done that before, but I might do another poem later today if you're badly behaved.
Yeah.
No, if you're well behaved.
Yeah.
Look, my skiing history began and ended when I was 10. I went once on a family holiday, I think probably to Thredbo, and I was terrible. I mean, you don't expect to be a genius straight up, but I just spent most of the time on my bum in the wet snow. I just fell over.
Yeah.
And I do remember this. My little sister, younger sister, was excellent. She just took to it like a duck to water. My dad had skied when he was younger, so he could stay up. And my elder sister was all right, but me and my mum... What I remember seeing, and I don't want to be too indelicate here, but at the ski lodge after the first day, I think I saw Mum in her underpants and her bottom was black and blue. She had fallen over so many times, her bum was just so severely bruised from skiing. She was terrible. She was even worse than me. I love you, Mum. I love you, Mum. That's fine. We all have our...
He says, I love you, Mum.
Yeah.
And you said, I love you, Mum. You're the best mum in the world.
Oh, man.
Is that good? Yeah.
Yeah. Are you saying that to my mum or your mum?
My mum and your mum.
Both mums?
Yeah.
A big shout out to our mums.
Have you ever done any awesome... Did you ever travel around the world and travel with countries? Have you, Jeff?
You mean skiing?
No, I mean travel around the world and be famous places in the world.
I've been to a few places. I'm not a great traveller. Anyway,
but I want to ask you...
We're talking about skiing this week.
About skiing? Yeah.
Skiing is very old.
Yeah.
There is evidence that it was used for hunting and transport at least... How long ago do you think, Shay?
8,000 years.
You've cheated.
Is it cheat?
You've looked at my sheet.
No, you told me the answer. No,
I did.
People. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, like apparently, you know, according to our reputable sources that we Google up, skiing... At least 8,000 years old, used for hunting and transport. The modern recreational skiing slowly evolved from these early forms, largely in Scandinavia.
Yeah, did you know that...
With the 1800s marking a big time for its development as a sport.
Did you know that China has the same year as 8,000 years of the sport ski is money?
Really?
You like money... In China is 8,000 years old with notes and shells.
Well, that's really weird because skiing's quite expensive.
Yes.
So money and skiing having the same birth dates.
Yes.
It sort of makes sense.
Yes.
Somehow. Well, skiing can be expensive. I know it's often seen as bit of an elite rich sport.
Ski.
Now, which country has the most skiers every year? Is it A, Norway,
or
B, the United States, or C, Saudi Arabia?
Can you repeat the one more question?
Which country attracts the most skiers in the world every year? Yeah. Is it A, Norway, B, the United States, or C, Saudi Arabia?
America.
Yes. Correct. It's the United States.
Yeah.
I guess because it's just so big.
Yeah, it is, okay.
And it probably has good skiing as well.
Another question? Or is that all?
Oh, there's a couple more multiple choices coming up, but I'd like... Huey, can we just get a bit more of that fantastic song, Let's Go Skiing, by Frankie Yankovic?
Can I ask you, money to buy equipment? Like, which one? Basketball, baseball, ice hockey, gridiron, or any type of sport that maybe buys more equipment?
I don't know, you mean like each player, the gear they wear?
Yeah.
I reckon a hockey player, because you've got all that padding, and you've got to get your face mask, and you wear helmets, you've got to get your special stick and your special skates. I reckon that sounds like an expensive sport.
Maybe baseball? and ice hockey too. Those sport, baseball and ice hockey, maybe very complicated with equipment.
Baseball's pretty cheap though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now baseball's like similar to equipment, maybe cricket.
Yeah.
Maybe cricket and baseball.
Cricket might even have more gear, but I'm not sure.
For sure. I think maybe the baseball experience interview. Maybe we could interview a famous baseball star.
We'll do
maybe
a baseball show. We'll do maybe another one. We've done a couple.
Maybe in the summer.
All right.
Maybe, yeah.
Now, I was just going to ask you if we could just get a little bit more of that fantastic song we opened with, because I think I want to keep in the snowy mood.
Yes.
Let's Go Skiing.
Yes.
By Frankie Yankovic. This is just a classic. Polka moment. Listening to Breaking Waves, the show for the Waking Braves.
It's 89.7 FM. It's the Sharon and Jeff show.
Let's make it more FM like 89.7 Eastside FM. Okay, and you're listening to our special skiing, snowboarding, I don't know, general ice sports episode. Shay, I've got a few more interesting facts for you on skiing.
Yeah.
Skiing and snowboarding are popular sports in Australia.
Yeah.
With an estimated, how many Australians do you think are involved
in
skiing?
It's about 1.4 million.
1.2 million.
Maybe I'm guessing 1.4.
It could be 1.4 now. This could be an old bit of defunct data.
I think it's maybe 1.4.
I think you're right.
You're right, yeah?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, damn it.
Yeah.
Australia has a good number of popular ski resorts, especially in New South Wales and Victoria. I don't think there are many ski fields in Queensland, do you?
No.
Or the Northern Territory. Or Western Australia. Or, I don't know, South Australia. Probably Tasmania.
Maybe not much skiing now because of climate change.
That's right.
It might be affected now than it used to be 30 years ago.
I think so. Although you still occasionally hear on the news about, these huge dumps of snow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess every year these resorts are sort of, because they rely on their money for a huge dump.
The amount of snow. It's like Canada and the US have amount of snow, like Toronto, Vancouver have a lot of snow. The whole of Canada has snow. And they have lakes. They have lakes in Canada, big lakes in the...
They have Great Lakes.
Great Lakes.
Yeah.
I've never been to Canada, but I was going to go this year, but Nancy, my cousin, went to Indonesia.
Right.
And I missed the opportunity for the Indonesia because Mum thought I was too tired to fly to Indonesia.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mum said, don't go to Indonesia. You're too tired.
All right, okay.
And then I might go next year, 2026. Well, I might go to Canada, Toronto, Vancouver, go next year. Hopefully I'll go less tired.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I hope.
Yeah.
For the future.
I think my family are planning at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I don't like travel that much, as I said, but...
Yeah.
They want to go to either New York or Egypt.
Yeah.
Which seem too extremes to me. My daughter wants to go to New York because a friend of hers from school is going to be there.
Yeah.
Which seems like a really, really crap idea to have a family holiday in New York.
Oh,
but and I've been to New York and I like it. It's fantastic, but I'd rather go to Egypt. It just sounds more exotic. And
I think it's interesting, New York.
Of course
New York has interesting history. Maybe they have an old baseball stadium called Shea Stadium in the New York Mets.
Well, I think they ripped it down, actually.
Ripped it out in 2009, but...
The Beatles played there.
Maybe the New York Yankee Stadium was called Shea Stadium in the 70s.
All right.
Till 50s.
Do you reckon they have skiing in New York? In New York State, they would, wouldn't they?
They do ski. They have ice skating with the snow.
Another fantastic snow sport.
Yeah.
That I've failed terribly at.
My mum says I've been to New York. I went there when I was a little child.
Do you think skiing is dangerous, Shane?
Skiing is dangerous. Yes.
In what way?
Running over people.
Like that lady you talked about earlier on?
She was like when I was 8 or 7, I wasn't
That's
aware.
That's excusable. That's
when
fine.
When I was aware, there was an accident.
It was an accident.
Yeah.
You got avalanches?
No, I've never been at Avalanche. I never got
You're very lucky.
Never got trubbed by Avalanche. No.
But there was the Thredbo disaster, wasn't there?
Yeah.
It was a big.
What year was it?
Horrible snowslide.
Was it the 1950s?
No, that was. Oh, gee whiz. Maybe the 80s?
80s.
Yeah,
really?
There's a guy called Stuart Diver who survived that.
Still that year that maybe Billy Field, the singer, he became famous in the 80s.
Yeah, right.
Billy Field, like...
With bad habits.
Like bad habits. I'm in love with you.
Oh, that's a lovely song.
Yeah.
But the dangers of skiing, and not Billy Field.
Yeah.
Avalanches, skiers getting lost in blizzards. The abominable snowman. Have you heard of him, Shane?
Abominable snowman.
Yeah, or the Yeti.
Yeti.
Yeah, or Mark Latham, as we know him here.
Yeah.
You've heard about these dangers.
Mark Latham.
Yeah.
Are you Liberal or Labour?
Oh, he's a rude word I can't repeat on radio.
Yeah, no.
But get this, talking about the dangers of skiing, which we were.
Yeah.
In 1998, Sonny Bono from the famous singing duo of Sonny and Cher died after he hit a tree while skiing in South Lake Tahoe, California.
Yeah.
By the by, speaking of Mark Latham, but not as bad, Sonny was also a bit right-wing. He was a member of the Republican Party who served as a mayor of Palm Springs, but we can't hold that against him. And he certainly didn't deserve to hit a tree. I think what we should do in honour of Sonny Bono and our skiing episode is play a beautiful song by Sonny and Cher. Do you know what it's called?
No.
I Got You, Babe.
I Got You, Babe.
Yeah. You want to sing along?
Yes.
Okay. We can't hear it. For it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. In my studio, that's dreadful. I know, not to have you in here, but for me singing.
Yeah,
that's nice, isn't it? Sonny and Cher.
It would be a bit funny.
Big memory to Sonny Bono.
It would be a bit funny if President Trump's singing and he says, I got you, babe. Thank you, great again. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and you and me and you.
P.S. people, that's our third Trump mention this show. I think we're heading for a record. But to have Donald Trump sing I Got You, Babe would be a very special thing. They could record that and give the proceeds to charity. I don't know. A lot of people would buy it.
Yeah.
I got... No, I'm not going to try it.
Yeah, but I'm going to ask you...
Come into that microphone.
Jeff, do we have a poem about something?
Yeah, we'll have a poem coming up.
Okay.
I think we should.
Yeah.
But we are, of course, in our spectacular winter sports episode. We've talked about skiing. We talked about snowboarding. There's sledding. There's ice skating. And there's ice hockey.
I didn't know skiing resort in February. Is it being built since 1957?
Yeah. Well, apparently, Thredbo officially became a ski resort in 1957. But... let's talk about ice hockey. It's a subject I know you know something about. Can you tell us what you know about ice hockey, Shane?
Canadian, they have a puck, they have a stick.
A what?
A puck.
Oh, thank you.
It's like a stick, ice hockey stick, and it goes on the little puck, and it goes on the floor, and then you use the stick, and then you hit it into the goal, and the Canadians got invented that game ice hockey in the US and Canada. I think the Canadians are better ice hockey players than the Americans, but Americans think they're the best.
Okay, you've destroyed my multiple choice question, but yes, I'll ask it anyway.
Yeah.
The modern sport of ice hockey was developed in A, Argentina.
Argentina.
B, Cuba. Or C, Canada.
C, Canada.
You knew that. You're up on your ice hockey. Hey, do you know another winter sport? It involves dogs.
Lacrosse, the Canadian game, that you put a mop with a stick.
A mop with a stick?
And you move it towards a sticker that goes... And I think the episodes, the Simpsons show had that mop stick. It's like Olympic sport.
Lacrosse.
It's like the French.
Lacrosse. Like the croissant.
I think the Canadians speak French and English, and we say it's La Perouse, the French.
They're a versatile people.
Yeah, the French, La Perouse.
Anyway, in Canada, speaking of which, another sport is dog sled racing.
Dog sled?
Have you ever seen a dog sled race? Dogs.
It's like that vet dog that do the dog racing.
Yeah, well, they chain about 8 dogs together and they pull a man or a person on a sled. Dog sled racing.
Yeah.
It says he's most popular in Arctic regions of the United States, Canada, Russia, Greenland, and some European countries.
Yeah.
It involves the time competition of teams of dogs that pull a sled with the dog driver or musher standing on the runners. The team completing the marked course in the least time is judged the winner. Now, do you think the dogs like to race, Shay?
Yeah, they do like to race.
You reckon that's it?
Yeah.
I've seen clips and they do look happy and yelpy and their tails are going crazy, but other people would say it's controversial, even a cruel sport, like greyhound racing can be and horse racing.
Yeah.
Other people say the dogs enjoy it.
Have you ever heard about
dogs?
Amdam sport. Should we say a poem about Amdam sport?
I do.
Should we say that Amdam sport? Yeah. What do you feel like? Have you ever seen the movie of the snowman in the Batman movie called Mr. Freeze?
Yeah.
And it's like Mr. Freeze, Batman movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze. I remember an old Batman episode, one of the really camp 1966 episodes that had, I thought Mr. Freeze was from that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you, we're moving out of the Arctic Circle here.
Yeah.
What other sports have you done, Shay? For example, have you done any martial arts?
Yeah, I have. I did karate.
Yeah? Did you get one of those white suits and a black belt?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about taekwondo? Or Tai Chi?
Tai Chi. No, I heard of Tai Chi. It's Chinese.
Is Tai Chi a martial art?
Yes.
Because you see those old, often Chinese people in parks moving slowly and gracefully to woodwind instruments in the morning. And I think that's Tai
it's
Chi.
It's funny if we could be in a movie called Karate Kid.
Or on
the movie called Karate Kid.
Or Rocky.
Rocky Kid.
Have you ever done any boxing?
Have you heard of the movie called Kung Fu Panda? Kung Fu Panda the Four, like Jack Black?
I don't care about Kung Fu Panda. I want to talk about Rocky.
Rocky, I mean the Kung Fu Panda.
That's my good slice of life.
And they eat dumplings.
Boxing.
The Kung Fu
Panda. I want boxing. I want dumplings. I want
dumplings.
Yeah. Andrew!
Yeah.
Sorry.
Can we talk about poetry now? Is there something about we can talk about?
I'm going to talk about something very closely aligned to poetry, which is boxing.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But boxing has a long history, Shay.
Yeah.
Dating back to the ancient world, it evolved from bare-knuckle fighting to the formalized sport we know today, with its rules and protective gear. From its origins in ancient Greece and Rome, boxing spread and developed in England, eventually leading to the Marquess of Queensberry rules in the late 19th century, which established the foundation for modern boxing. And modern boxing films like Rocky. Have you seen Rocky?
Have you ever seen Rocky Road, the movie of the Rocky Road?
Rocky Road?
Road. They have a dessert.
Rocky Raccoon?
They have a dessert called Rocky Road.
I know. My dad used to sell it.
Really?
He had a Darryl Lee shop.
Yeah.
We had lots of Rocky Road.
Really?
Well, I'm talking Rocky the Boxer. Oh. Have you ever been to the gym, Shane?
Yeah.
How often?
I do that every one day on Saturdays.
Oh, you still go?
Yeah. I missed it yesterday because I had a heart attack. I had to go to hospital and check my heart thing.
You had a heart attack?
Yeah, on Friday, yeah.
Oh,
at the art teacher.
He didn't mention that.
Yeah,
okay.
The teacher.
You know, they knew this man's had a heart attack on Friday, and here he is laying down superlative radio today. Like, you're incredible, man.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, look, this is called I Will Not Go to the Gym Today.
Yeah.
Because I went to the gym once or twice, and I decided, nah. It's a very old poem. I will not go to the gym today, not now nor nevermore. I've done with fighting Mother Nature, hearing the mirror sneer, I hate ya. I've said screw it all. I'm a condom full of custard, endomorphic spawn, and though God took a drink when he dipped me in ink, I wasn't born to be brawn. I will not go to the gym today, see, me and Jim split up. I've always hated the pet shop boys, and 1 mile bar of techno noise would drive me under a truck. Grimly dutiful for the body beautiful, those lycra likely lads embrace with the zeal of performing seals fascist fashion fads. Sad housewives with long gone thighs try and revive sagging sex lives. Remember when they had beehives? Oh, if only carving knives could slice away the flab. It's not in the genes or the family tree, run Cleo's classic lies. It's in the will to look to kill in jeans of impossible size. Yet, tramping the treadmill's galley ship, there steals a look on their face that says, we thought rats were the batty ones for running round a race. I will not go to the gym today. Poets weren't meant to pump iron, but to chain smoke, screw, throw up on their shoes and die before their time. Now, it wouldn't look good on my CV if, lunching on the scene, I spoke not of novel or navel-gazing, but life on a trampoline. I mean, Dylan Thomas with a dumbbell? James Joyce doing jerks? T.S. Eliot with his belly out? Cicero doing circs, perhaps Proust doing push-ups. Don't piss in the wind. This is all you need to know. Brothers and sisters, put it all on show and leave those guts unsucked.
What is the poem about? Was it about the greatest athletes that Michael Jordan and LeBron James and Kobe Bryant, those basketball players, greatest stars.
If you were writing like an academic university paper on this poem, God knows, you know, who wouldn't want to?
Yeah.
What you just said then would get you 100% mark.
Yeah.
People would go, that's just such a radical interpretation, bringing in these athletes like Cody Johnson.
No, Cody Bryant.
Cody Bryant.
And LeBron James.
All
and,
that stuff.
And Michael Jordan.
Man, it's in the subtext.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan is in that poem.
And maybe Tiger Woods.
You get a AAA pass.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I'm so glad you said Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Because we're going to end the show with a song from one of the Rocky films that involves the word tiger.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm pumped.
Yeah.
It's inspiring.
Yeah.
Anyway, Shane, fist bump. Handshake. Thank you, brother.
Thanks.
You've been listening to
Eastside Radio 89.7. It's Shay and the Jeff Show. It's Breaking the Waves, Breaking Loose.
Breaking the studio, actually, as we go out.
Yeah.
Thanks to our fantastic producer, Huey, over there, for another great job. And we'll see you anon.
Hope
you've enjoyed skiing and other diversions.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. See you. Bye.